we extend to you a warm-hearted welcome to the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
If you only had one word to describe God, what would it be? We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we know that our minds will never be able to fully understand who you are. But we thank you that you have given us a peek into your being, that we can know that you are the Creator, but that we can know even more than that. We can know that you want to live close to us. You want to live in our hearts. So, Lord Jesus, today we pray that as we discuss this whole matter of God, you will reveal yourself through the Word, that we may be drawn closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hear the Word of God as it is recorded in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning at verse 11. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the youngest son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and retold thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Friends in Christ, in this series of sermons, Basic Teachings of the Christian Faith, I have promised that they would not be theological lectures, but simple presentations of the divine truth, which no man can comprehend. So simple that a child is able to say, "Yes, this is who God is," but so complex that the deepest theologian with the greatest of mind cannot really tell you everything about God. So I began the preparation of this sermon, and you know what? I found myself looking in my library, looking at some of the books and reading some of the great theologians of the past and what they thought about God. And then I caught myself and said, "No, this is not the type of a sermon that I want. Probably could not really present it anyway. But I want to talk to my grandchildren, to my two granddaughters, ages 13 and 14. I want to try to get their attention and answer some of their questions. And if that is possible, then I might be able to communicate with adults who also are quite confused about the basics of the Christian faith." We have to grow into this great understanding of God. And we grow by finding out what the Word of God has to say about Him, and then even more than that, experiencing it from day to day. What are some of the thoughts which come to mind when we think seriously about who God is? I think the best teacher that we have to answer our question, "Who is God?" is none other than Jesus Christ Himself. And if He were to describe God in one word, I am thoroughly convinced He would choose the word Father. So today in this sermon, I would like to present only one picture of God, believing that if we will carry this with us, our lives will be much richer, more secure, and we'll have a better understanding of who God really is. The word is Father. God is my Father. And I pray that you will accept this in the generic sense of the word. And I would say to you that if your mother has some great qualities and you want to include some of these characteristics along with your father's, then include them. But the Bible says that God is to be addressed as our Father. And we in this sermon will not go away from that. So, let's turn to this prodigal son story. It's a story where really Jesus gives us a dramatic presentation of the Father. You remember that this man had two sons. And the one of them said, Father, I'd like to have my share of the inheritance. Now, Luke, in his recording of this parable, does not give us any indication that the father argued with him. Maybe he would have, but that isn't what the Bible says. So he divided the property between them, between the two, the younger and the older. They both got the same. And then it says it was not very long before the younger son got together all that he had and set out for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. He spent everything there. And then finally the day came that there was a severe famine in that country, and he didn't have anything to eat, and he had no money. So he found himself down in the pig pen eating what the pigs were eating. That was a disastrous traveling of the man who went from riches in his father's house to poverty and beyond poverty in the pig pen. Let me go, Father, was his cry. He's addressing God as his father. And what he is saying is, I want to be on my own. I want to live a life where I am free from your watchful eye. We have sometimes had that experience with our human fathers, haven't we? I can't wait to get away. I want to be on my own. Well, the father gave him that opportunity. A note here, friend. God, our Father, has given us a will, and we can say even no to him. He wants us for his own, but he is not anxious to have us if we don't want to be with him. We cannot be in his fellowship if it is contrary to our will. People often ask the question, why does God permit others to do these terrible things? Well, it's right back here that God has created us not as puppets, where he's playing a game with us, but he has created us in his image, and in that image, we have a right to say, no, I'm going to go my own way. We have a right, and more than that, we exercise the right to walk away from God day in and day out. We are sinners. Don't like to hear that, do we? But we are sinners. And after this man had squandered everything that he had, and there was a famine, and he did not know where to go even for the necessities of life, he had to humble himself and ask if he could go down and eat with the pigs. That which was painted so gloriously was now seen for what it really was. How many people do not have that experience? Don't we all taste of that in one way or another? In a way that's probably less dramatic than described in the parable, don't we say, God, I'm not going to live the way that you want me to live. I'm not going to love my neighbor as myself. I'm not going to go and forgive my enemies. I hate that person. That's walking away. That's saying, Father, give me my freedom. I'm going to live in this world as I jolly well please. And so the years go by and the hatred builds in our hearts. And pretty soon we take a look at ourselves and we say, boy, where did I ever get this bitterness from? I don't like it. Now we're in the pig pen. Or we say, well, I understand that everything that I have has come from you, God, but I want to go out and get just a little bit more myself. And so we have one great aim in life, and that is to acquire as much of the material as we possibly can. And we're successful. And as a result of it, the more that we have, the more we want to have. And so we become very greedy people. And it isn't long before our assets begin to control us, and our mind is forever on this one thought, where can I do just a little bit better financially? And pretty soon this love for the material develops into greed. And pretty soon greed takes over. And it affects my sanity. And greed takes over. And so we become. Father was his cry. He didn't have anything to eat. And you, that if your mother just.
We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome to the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
If you only had one word to describe God, what would it be? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we know that our minds will never be able to fully understand who you are. But we thank you that you have given us a peek into your being, that we can know that you are the Creator, but that we can know even more than that. We can know that you want to live close to us. You want to live in our hearts. So, Lord Jesus, today we pray that as we discuss this whole matter of God, you will reveal yourself through the word that we may be drawn closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning at verse 11. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the youngest son got together all he had and set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and betold thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me
Friends in Christ, in this series of sermons, Basic Teachings of the Christian Faith, I have promised that they would not be theological lectures, but simple presentations of the divine truth, which no man can comprehend. So simple that a child is able to say, "Yes, this is who God is," but so complex that the deepest theologian with the greatest of mind cannot really tell you everything about God. So I began the preparation of this sermon, and you know what? I found myself looking in my library, looking at some of the books and reading some of the great theologians of the past and what they thought about God. And then I caught myself and said, "No, this is not the type of a sermon that I want. Probably could not really present it anyway. But I want to talk to my grandchildren, to my two granddaughters, ages 13 and 14. I want to try to get their attention and answer some of their questions. And if that is possible, then I might be able to communicate with adults who also are quite confused about the basics of the Christian faith." We have to grow into this great understanding of God. And we grow by finding out what the Word of God has to say about Him, and then even more than that, experiencing it from day to day. What are some of the thoughts which come to mind when we think seriously about who God is? I think the best teacher that we have to answer our question, who is God, is none other than Jesus Christ himself. And if he were to describe God in one word, I am thoroughly convinced he would choose the word Father. So today in this sermon, I would like to present only one picture of God, believing that if we will carry this with us, our lives will be much richer, more secure, and we'll have a better understanding of who God really is. The word is Father. God is my Father. And I pray that you will accept this in the generic sense of the word. And I would say to you that if your mother has some great qualities and you want to include some of these characteristics along with your father's, then include them. But the Bible says that God is to be addressed as our Father. And we in this sermon will not go away from that. So, let's turn to this prodigal son story. It's a story where really Jesus gives us a dramatic presentation of the Father. You remember that this man had two sons, and the one of them said, Father, I'd like to have my share of the inheritance. Now, Luke, in his recording of this parable, does not give us any indication that the father argued with him. Maybe he would have, but that isn't what the Bible says. So he divided the property between them, between the two, the younger and the older. They both got the same. And then it says it was not very long before the younger son got together all that he had and set out for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. He spent everything there. And then finally the day came that there was a severe famine in that country, and he didn't have anything to eat, and he had no money. So he found himself down in the pig pen, eating what the pigs were eating. That was the disastrous traveling of the man who went from riches in his father's house to poverty, and beyond poverty, in the pig pen. Let me go, Father, was his cry. He's addressing God as his father. And what he is saying is, I want to be on my own. I want to live a life where I am free from your watchful eye. Now, we have sometimes had that experience with our human fathers, haven't we? I can't wait to get away. I want to be on my own. Well, the father gave him that opportunity. A note here, friend. God, our Father, has given us a will, and we can say even no to him. He wants us for his own, but he is not anxious to have us if we don't want to be with him. We cannot be in his fellowship if it is contrary to our will. People often ask the question, why does God permit others to do these terrible things? Well, it's right back here that God has created us not as puppets, where he's playing a game with us, but he has created us in his image, and in that image, we have a right to say no.